All right, y'all. Welcome back to the week's peak, man. You know, I went outside today and I saw some stars.
Yes, you saw some stars.
So today, we're going to talk about a few nice little topics here today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get this this short episode in. Last week's episode, man, 1 hour long. 1 hour, 9 minutes long.
That did nice.
We had a good
That's some top tier stuff right there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Almost everything, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly. So, we love to see those episodes, and, you know, that's nice. But today, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going in for that. It's been a long day. I seen some stars today.
Oh, beautiful stars. Is it just me, or have the skies been a lot clearer?
Well, I did see the stars.
Yeah, and it's, like, very rare right now, especially with everything, like, you know, with everything going on and everything. You know what I mean? That probably made no sense.
Sometimes when I look at the stars, I'd like to look at the stars.
Yeah.
So today, okay, I want to talk about, well, first things first, I want to talk about stars, man. You like stars?
I love stars. There's things that pretty much put me to sleep. I'm not feeling like going to sleep, you know what I'm saying? What do you like about stars, Ralph?
I just like stars, man.
Like looking at them?
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. So, you know, stars, they're so nice, okay? Okay, so hear me out. You wore a shirt, okay? And that shirt came from somewhere. And while it went to that somewhere, you got this certain scent, right? So now that shirt has that scent, okay? And it's there forever until you wash it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you don't wash the shirt, okay, and you out of nowhere, you smell it, you get the scent, and it brings you back, you know what I'm saying? So, man, stars are just like that, you know? You look at stars, another day you look at the stars. Because at the end of the day, the stars are always going to be up in the sky.
You know? Well, we don't know that for sure.
You know what?
What if one day it's cloudy?
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? We didn't want that science stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
we just wanted. Podcast. See, yeah. It's more of a what do they call it back in English class? Metaphorical. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, get your terms right.
You're the one that didn't know what the term was.
You know what? I do like stars. Stars are bright. You know, stars are bright. Yeah. You ever hear that song? What was the one song back in the day? Shine bright like a star.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, my fault. That's different then, huh? Yeah.
Way different.
Yeah, it's not gonna work then. Well, you know, stars are just bright, man. Stars are bright because sometimes, you know, it's so dark out and the stars can lead the way, you know?
Yes, I agree.
You look for the North Star, man, and you just go. And I think that's like life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their North Star, okay?
Yeah.
When we're lost, when we're in darkness, there's someone out there who's going to be your North Star. And you
Absolutely.
Know, yeah. And you know what? That's beautiful. But I love stars, man. I love stars. I really do. I don't know if you're on the same.
Yeah.
I don't think you're sharing the same energy as me on the stars, though.
Well, I mean, I like stars, but like you're very enthusiastic about it, and like I don't think like I can like you know compare myself to how enthusiastic you are about them.
It's just the night.
I'm kind of just sitting back and like you know admiring your admiration.
Hmm. I like
double
that.
Double admiring. I can't speak today, and I can't spell today, by the way.
Who asked, though?
Not you, but, you know, it's okay.
Man, you know, stars are unique, man.
Wait, what?
Stars are unique. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Man, you tripping. Stars are, man. Okay, well that's enough talk for stars.
Okay.
But I want to move on to dreams, okay?
Yes,
Because
okay.
I had some dreams last week, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing with this is I never have dreams, okay? I don't know what it is, but I never have them.
Do you have nightmares?
Never. None of that. I don't none of that. So last week, how many days in a week? Seven?
Pretty much, yeah.
Five business days. I
Yeah.
want to say about, I think it was 3 days. No, four, 3 or 4 days out of that week, I had a dream every single night. Okay, and it was scary. It wasn't a nightmare, but it was scary. Okay,
I
and
mean,
I.
if it's scary, then it's technically considered a nightmare,
No, no,
right?
no, no. Scary in the sense of the content. Not like a full-on nightmare. Like I woke up sweating. Not that kind of. Like it was a nice dream, but as I look back, then it's scary. Okay, but I don't even think I can share these on the podcast. But man. So, hold on, hold on. Where do I want to start with this? Because I never have these dreams. Okay, so I'm thinking. You know what? What if this is a message? Okay. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. But when you're weighing the content, or you're weighing the weight of these dreams, I feel like they're a little overweight. Okay. Okay. Nothing wrong with overweight, people, or what I'm saying. But I think I don't know. I'll leave that for a few minutes later. But I mean, how do you feel about, dreams being like messages and all that? How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I think that, like, sometimes when we look at dreams, because a lot of the time it's kind of hard to remember dreams, you know what I mean? And, like, most of the time when, like, we have a dream, if it's really good, like, really, really, like, intriguing to you, you're probably like, oh, I'm gonna remember this. I'm gonna remember this. Absolutely, right? And then, but then sometimes there's some dreams that you don't forget, and some, or that you do forget. And sometimes those dreams are the important ones that you had to remember. I think those are the dreams that you were having, and like the ones that sent you a message. But if you remember them, then maybe they weren't. You never know.
That's man, it's that's complicated, because maybe I'm thinking too much about the situation, okay?
Maybe you are.
But at the same time, it's like it's tripping me out a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
What do
But
you think the message was in your dream?
well, so that's what I'm a little confused, 'cause there okay, hear me out. Let me tell you the elements, okay? There was death, okay? There's number one. Number two, there was like a how do I th there was a road, okay? And you go on the road. It was bicycles. You go on the road. Three people. I don't know who the other two people were, but one of them was me. And we're going on this road. And then this like light comes upon it, okay? And I couldn't see nothing, okay? I'm trying to look out, and I pulled out, what do you call it, the sun visor? Is that what you call it? The
In the car?
yeah. I pulled one of those, like a broken one. I pulled one out. And I shielded myself from the light, but then I saw this person come out of it, and that's when I said, you know what, hold up, wait a minute, okay, because I ain't messing with that, okay. So that was that, and then here's a, because they were all like parts, okay. Not only do I just never dream, but this week I had a whole series going on here, okay, but. Yeah, so I don't, it was all over the place. I don't know. But because I'm there,
You
because there's.
think sometimes the messages dreams are trying to tell you are like warnings?
I mean, man, that's tough. Honestly, man, I don't know. I don't
By
know
the way, I don't know if
because.
you can hear my roosters in the back.
Oh, that, and we love roosters, right? You know what I'm saying? Adds to the feel of the
That's my fault.
podcast.
We got a little bit of a guest star.
We may need to sign him in contract, man.
Of
I don't know.
course.
But Man, because, like I said, I'm probably overthinking things just because I never have dreams. But, I mean, there are specific people in there who it's like, you know what? Like, they make my eyes open a little bit, you know? But, I don't know. I don't know. That's that. But, like I said, I can't say what's in it because this will
It's
get
hard to
taken down.
remember.
No, I remember exactly, but it just the thing will get taken down. It's a little explicit in there, you know what I'm
graphic information.
saying? But I don't know. But anyways, so I bring that up because I want to talk about messages, okay? And going out in life, okay, we get a lot of mixed messages, okay? How does one? You get a lot of mixed messages, you know, people saying this, people saying that, people acting a certain way, this and
You
that.
get the wrong idea from one person saying this, one person saying that.
Exactly. How do you filter out the bad ones or negative ones or the wrong ones and get only the right ones in there?
Feel like that's probably one of the hardest things to do. Because, how should I explain this? I mean, you don't really know. Let's take for example. Sorry, can I say an example real quick?
Please, please,
I
go
think you're
for
gonna relate to this.
it. Okay.
This is also about signals, right? And messages and getting the message.
Oh
So
God.
let's say you're trying to talk to this girl.
Oh my glasses.
And right, you guys are chilling, you guys are vibing. And all of a sudden it's just like, well, I mean, you think they like you. You think you like them. And what happens? You got the wrong message. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I do.
All the younger viewers don't know, all young listeners.
I think nowadays, man, these youngins be going out of their ways and getting themselves into things they shouldn't be in, man. I don't know.
Man, I gotta be careful.
Facts. Man, that sucks though, because you're in that spot, and you're like, you know what? Everything's going great in my favor. This and that.
I'm going for it.
Facts. And then you go for it. You
That is
slide in.
true.
Yeah, like, I don't, I just, I don't understand. I don't, like, where did I go wrong? Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
But, man, that's tough. But, you know, everything lining up. You got the whole puzzle. You know what I'm saying? But then you're on the last piece, and somehow,
You
some
can't
way.
find it.
Exactly. Like, what, how does that happen, man? Like, I don't understand. Because surely that can't be on me though, yeah. Or does that depend?
It depends on I think it really depends on if the other person likes you and you're the one that doesn't like them, but you're throwing in mixed messages that gets them assuming, you know what I mean?
Okay, hold on. What about this though? What about yeah? What about you both like each other? Okay, but
Then there
then
shouldn't be a
no
problem.
no 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 no. You give that message of. That you don't like that other person. And that person gets thrown off this and that, when in reality you both on the same, you know, the same line here.
There's just no way because some people aren't bold enough. You know what I mean? You
Shoot.
gotta be bold. If you wanna make a move, you gotta be bold. You gotta do it. Like you're like, oh, you know what? I think this is the time. And if it doesn't work, then oh well.
Okay, but what if it's not that time yet though? You know, like, you know it's not that time. But you know it's mutual. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know it's mutual, so that means that two have already confessed feelings,
No,
right?
you don't know. My fault. My fault. You don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Then I guess it's.
No, you know what? My fault. My fault. My fault. Never mind. They both know. They both know. My fault.
Okay,
Yeah.
then they both know, then they need to, make like a contract, a mutual. How should I say? I guess more like that. I don't really like a contract. That's too strict. Just a mutual agreement. Not even an agreement. Just an understanding that you both like each other. The time isn't right now. And I was like, and if you're really about it, you're gonna wait. You know what I mean? But if you're not
Dang.
about it, then that's when you're like, okay, I'm not about it. Then boom. Then you're like, oh, we're gonna wait. No, and then all of a sudden, over this wait period, one of you starts catching feelings or losing feelings for another person. And that's just kind of cheeks. I mean, I don't know. This is so cheeks, bruh. Because I don't break hearts. I get heartbroken.
That's debatable. That's
What do you
debatable.
mean?
That's debatable.
Well, actually, no, I guess, yeah. But the one time I did, and I don't think she's listening. I don't think she's listening.
She's probably listening, let's
If
be
she's
real.
listening, then she knows who she is. But I don't think that, I guess I didn't want to. Like, I had to. I was going to a different school and I was moving 30 minutes away. You know what I mean? I literally haven't seen a single one of them from my middle school in years.
You know, I'm not gonna comment on that. I'm just gonna leave that there.
Now, tell me how many times you've been heartbroken. Let's move on to that, yeah?
Okay, are we gonna talk about like legit all out or just like, you know?
I mean, just kind of, I don't know. So, no, you don't really have to do that.
Honestly, nah,
But,
you
like,
know.
how does it feel? You know what I mean? Because I know what it feels like.
That thing, man,
You don't feel anything. It's like you know you don't have emotions anymore.
that's tough. Oh my goodness. You know what's worse though? Oh man. At this time, when things happened, okay, I was introduced to Spanish music, okay? And that made it worse. That made it completely worse.
No, I remember this time.
Do you remember this time?
Yeah, it was during school, wasn't it?
It was, man, that.
Yeah, I remember you started blasting
Man.
one specific grupo.
Yes. I wish. If I could go back in time, I wish I could just hold off on the Spanish music for a little bit, you know? Because that made it rough.
Doesn't help. It
Oh
does not
my
help.
goodness, bro.
But here's the biggest question. Have you ever cried over a girl?
Hell
And if
yeah.
you
No,
have,
most
you
definitely.
haven't.
Most definitely. Most
Have
definitely.
you had like any like an actual like relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend?
What? Have you ever what?
Had like an actual relationship, like
Yeah,
boyfriend,
so
girlfriend?
one legit, like legit one. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I had one that was like, it was nothing. Like, I don't.
Like you're like oh I'm like oh
It
like
just
whatever.
happened and it just, like, it was stupid. Like, it was only a few weeks. Like, it wasn't.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah. But, you know, things could have, you know, things could
Things.
have.
This is bringing back all sad memories,
That's
bro.
what I don't want to go there,
This is
man.
so cheeks, bro. Why are we
That
even talking about this?
was you, bro. But,
Well, I mean, I guess, but you brought me into this. It's your fault.
you know what? Everything's my fault nowadays, huh? What the hell? But,
I
man,
don't know.
that's.
Sometimes it's my fault.
Whoa. Sometimes. Man, you tripping. Tripping.
When did I ask?
Man, was that necessary? Was it necessary?
Very necessary.
Man, That ain't it. That is not it.
Maybe you're not it, Ralph. Okay. Let's talk about all the times
No,
that
no.
we
I am it.
have. What's the best time you've had with a significant other?
The best time. You know what? The best time isn't doing anything. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, I remember this one specific night, right? Nothing was done. Literally, not like nothing. Like nothing. No words. No, you know, no action. No, whatever you want to call it. Like nothing. It was just the presence. You know what I mean? That's what's most for me. You know, Just being in that presence, there's something else, you know. There's some sort of man, what do you call it? Code? Not code. Man, what do you call it?
Oh no, I have no idea, by the way.
God damn it, bruh. Hold on. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, some there's vibes that go off, you
Yeah.
know. That's man, bro. We need to change the topic. This is not, not,
What do
no,
you mean? I
we
said the
not.
best time, and you decided to
I
go
know
back
the.
to that.
I know. I
Do you
did.
want to get angry at something real quick?
I mean, that depends.
Do you think it matters if I kind of get mad at someone of our teachers? I really am not happy. I think we know which one I'm talking about.
I think we know what you're talking about, and I think I'm trying to think if it's smart to do this because
That's not.
hold on though, because we have some in progress things going on. And I'll go for it, man.
Right, in general, I'm gonna say when there's teachers that expect you to learn from a book for the first time in your whole life and then give you a test, like literally second week of school. This may even be pretty obvious if she's listening, but second week of school, you're gonna give me a test. I'm like, all right, you know everything. I don't. I read off of a book. Okay, all I'm gonna say is, if you have teachers that only scroll through notes saying something and not explaining it, you understand what I mean. Right, Ralph? You know what I mean?
I agree completely. Yeah.
Because I try to write like the freaking speed of light at one point, and at one point I just threw my pencil down and said, I'm not writing this.
I laugh because it's something else, man. Some teachers sometimes, man, no disrespect, but man, y'all gotta look yourselves in the mirror one night and ask yourself, you know, am I the definition of a teacher? Okay. And if you stumble on that or you doubt that, man, you gotta do something about it.
Oh yeah, I know.
But and if you're looking at the mirror and saying, you know what, I am a great definition of being a teacher, this and that, nah, you gotta look at another mirror, okay?
But if you actually are a great teacher and you look in the mirror and say, I think I'm a good teacher, you're doing good.
Facts. But
No, humble, being humble is where it's at.
yes, I agree.
And clearly this teacher has no, I think it's like humility.
Humility,
How to say it.
but you know, we have some things going on with that coming soon, hopefully. But you
We
know,
got some, a little bit of a talk with some
a
administrators.
little bit of a talk with some administrators, you know. I didn't want to go this deep into it, but you know, we gotta do what we gotta do.
This is why you gotta have contacts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have contacts that are administrators, or you're connected to one of the administrators,
Yeah.
boom, you're set. This is why. And it was like, oh, you're a teacher's pet. All right, I want to see you go ask this teacher for a favor and then talk to me, yeah?
Facts. The whole thing is just it's screwed up. Because then, because I, you know, there's probably some people with these types of teachers, you know,
Like, oh, that's the best way to
who.
learn. That's gonna prepare you for college. I don't remember me having to read off of a book and instantly know it.
Facts, man. But hey, man, you know, oh, man, there's a lot I want to say, but I think we gonna save that for another day. Because I think Sometimes you see things you don't like, you just gotta snap a little bit and say, you know what, it's time for change.
It's GG, no
If
redirection.
facts, if you know, if other people, you know, man, I don't wanna make it sound like I'm throwing shots at nobody, but if other individuals aren't taking other people in the past aren't taking, you know. Ah, never mind, that's not gonna roll out well. God damn it. But anyways, man. Yeah. Unless, man, you want to talk about something else, I'm down to cap this thing off right now.
Let's see. What can we talk about? Oh, should we talk about sports for a little bit?
Oh, I love me some sports.
Lakers.
Oh my glass.
Go, Ralph.
Hey man, you know, I told everybody Lakers are five. No one believed me. That's fine.
I'm the one that said that. You remember that? First episode I was on here, we were arguing. You remember this? I was arguing with you. And I was like, no, I was like, they can win in game five. It's very possible they can win in game. Like, I think game six. Who was right?
You know what? Hey man.
You're welcome.
Okay. But next round, man, Houston or Oklahoma. Either or. That's a 7 games. No, hold
Yeah,
on. Hold
I
on.
don't think seven. I think six. I think six.
Hold on. You know what? No. That's a seven
You think
game.
it's sweep?
That's a seven nah, ain't nobody sweeping. That's a 7-game series. For sure.
Seven. I mean, the Rockets have potential. I mean, look at the Celtics. The Celtics swept.
Yeah,
They said, peace out, losers
that's
move.
something else, man. That's crazy. But I'm not surprised, honestly. You look at last year in Philadelphia, man, but I don't know. Anything can happen, man. This bubble stuff, but
Oh, yeah.
hey man, like
Football.
football.
Football's coming back this month, right?
This is true. You know, I have not been keeping up with it,
Me neither.
but I know. Last thing I remember was Washington with their name change there. What are they now? Washington, what, football team?
I don't even know. I haven't been paying attention to that. I
Man.
just know they were forced to get rid of Redskin.
Yeah, man.
And after I don't know how long with that name, I don't remember the exact date.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's something crazy. Oh, Tom, I mean, this is old news, but Tom Brady's on the Bucks.
Tom Brady, man. Yeah, it's gonna be a little different seeing him
Let's
in
see
New
what
York.
Tom Brady does.
He's gonna
He
he.
has potential on the offense. He has potential on
He
offense.
does. He does. I think. But I think he's gonna go off. You know. I think. He's gonna bring some heat to.
The Bucks,
Yes, sir.
Florida.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But it's definitely gonna be different, though. To see that, but
Imagine being a Miami Dolphins fan and seeing the Buccaneers getting Tom Brady.
you know, that's man.
It's you live in, and you're like, I go to the Buccaneers of Florida.
That's crazy. You know, that's sometimes man. You just gotta make a switch real quick. You know, but I don't know.
Bandwagon.
Whoa.
Soccer. Soccer.
Football. Oh, okay. Hold on. My boy, Messi coming to Chelsea 2020. You already know what it is,
Messi.
man.
No, not Chelsea. Get out of my face. You're just like malt bag.
Hey, man. You know, Chelsea's where it's at, bro. Come on.
I would prefer he didn't leave. But if he did, definitely Man City. I'm a Man City fan. I'm my
Man City,
face.
like, okay, well, you know, that's not, that's
But imagine this. We live in an era where Messi transfers from Barcelona to Juventus, where left
yo,
wing Ronaldo,
that's
right wing Messi, striker Dybala. This is an era of only one in a lifetime. We're seeing two goats playing. Imagine seeing them play on the same team.
That's, that's that'd be insane. So, in see, I don't know much about, you know, regulations on, you know, contracts and all that. So would that work financially and all the legal stuff? Like, does that work?
It depends. It pretty much all depends on them. So, like, if they're willing, you know, because sometimes, you know, Barcelona's not going to give up Messi easy. Who would give up Messi easy?
Right.
Just to compare it, I'm going to look this up too, just see how much his value is real quick. I know Man City offered to, huh? I'm looking it up real quick. I know they offered 100 million euros. Barcelona, they offered 100 million euros, and then Gabriel Jesus and two other players. And I'm trying to see what Gabriel Jesus is net worth or worth is. Jesus worth 15 million euros. But he's still really good. He's still really good. And like, they're offering him and two other good players and 100 million euros for Messi, for one guy.
Man.
Then we compare it, and you're like, whoa, well, Neymar, you know, Neymar, when he was transferred to PSG, it was like 456 million euros. You're like, whoa, what the heck? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's like,
sure.
and then I remember seeing posts about them comparing, like, you know, with, oh, with the amount of money they traded for Neymar, you could have made a roster for like LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant. I remember it was a while ago. I was like, that's crazy. The amount of money that they put in for a soccer player. Think about that.
Yeah, man, I wish I could be making that type of money, you know,
Swear.
like there's some lucky fellas out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
But
but back to your question. Sorry, about if it's like financially good.
yeah.
I think that if they did want to make a move, they would definitely have to offer players and probably some money. I mean, because the Juventus players, really good, really, really good, right? And then, of course, money. Who doesn't like money? So, but it all depends also on how much, you know, they have, because after buying Ronaldo, it's kind of like, oh, you know, I don't know how much they have right now. But I definitely know Man City is on his list, on Messi's list specifically, because he really likes their manager. And then he also has his buddy Aguero, also a really good soccer player there. So it would be great.
I like that.
But again, we all want to see him finish where he started. But
So,
tell it to him.
is there a what's it called? Is there like a deadline here, or what are we looking with when time
I'm
and all that?
not entirely sure. I know one of my friends did mention to me that his contract ended yesterday with Barcelona, and he was gonna have a meeting with the president of, I don't know how to say his name. It's like, I don't know, whatever. But the president of Barcelona was gonna have a meeting with him to offer him another contract, and that apparently Messi's dad was gonna go and be like, no, you're gonna leave.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. My friend told me. No. No. I don't keep up with this stuff. So I hope he's right. Sorry, people watching that and me. I don't keep up much with the
What
news.
a guy, bro. Man, it's crazy stuff.
Baseball? Do you watch baseball?
I do. I haven't been keeping up this season though, man. Cause I just, man, just keeping up with all this, like,
It's not the
no,
same.
exactly. Like, I don't know. I know, my team just right now just won 23-5, so that's something.
What the? Who's your team? Oh, the Giants, right?
I don't know what happened here, but they just beat the Rockies 23-5. I just saw the notification right now.
That's great.
I don't understand how one. I don't
We
know.
went from a team winning multiple World Series
Facts.
to multiple L's.
Facts, man. But we, you know, we got potential in our other teams and other leagues, and so it's gonna take time, but. Then we got a dumbass manager, and God, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. But, anyways, you watching golf, yeah?
Not really.
I don't know why I brought that up. I don't even watch
I
that.
mean, I don't really watch golf, you know, just because I get bored. Like, I'm sitting there, and it's like, oh, is he going to swing? No, he's going to take another 40 practice swings.
Hey, it's all about the practice swings, man. Come on now.
Oh, I know, but like, whenever I go play golf, I'm like, oh, screw it, I'm going to swing it right now, and I just bam.
Well, that's why you're
Bam.
trash, you know what I'm saying? Come
I
on.
made a hole in one. I'm like, hey.
Okay, buddy. Okay, but yeah, I mean, what else is there? What other
We already talked about school.
we love school around here.
I don't, but it's okay.
Well, we gotta change that. You know what I'm saying?
Why? School is cheeks, man.
Whoa.
School is for the weak.
So, I mean, okay. Okay. That's nice. That's nice. Hey man, you know what? I think this is a good stopping point. You know, we went
And
through.
today's sponsor.
You know what, yo? I'm glad you said something, 'cause you know, I don't even have it up, man. You know, I'll edit it in. We're fine. Okay, well, that was our sponsor for today. Appreciate y'all over at Anchor. You know, doing big things out there. Yeah, man. You have any last words today?
Stay strong, people. We hit a peak.
I didn't even
One day.
say that in the beginning of the episode, man.
Yeah, I
Oh
know.
my God.
Well, it's just today was a long day.
It has been. You know, I saw stars today.
Yeah. I remember those stars.
You know, I found an infiltration today.
I still don't know what you're saying about that.
Okay. You'll find out very soon.
Yeah, I'll find out soon.
Anyways, yeah. You know what? If you haven't gone look and looked at the stars recently, man, go look at the stars.
Well, climb on your roof and look at them. That's the best place. Don't worry about falling. We all eventually die.
Whoa, we all eventually die, but let's not expedite that process though, you know.
Why? I'm here for a good time. Not a long time.
Okay, buddy. Well, you know, I'm here for a long time, you know what I'm saying? So that's something else. But anyways, hey man. Fire episode today. You already know what it is. If you are on YouTube,
Like,
like, comment, man. Do all that good stuff, man. Our YouTube.
post notice.
Facts. Do all of that. Helps us out a lot. If you listen on, you know, Apple Podcasts, rate the podcast, man. Because that goes a long way, too. And of course, if you listen on Spotify, you know,
Follow.
follow, do all that good stuff. All the other platforms, wherever you listen, just listen every single week. Because, you know, it's the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Swear.
Like that, you know, Logan Paul stuff or that, you know, whatever other podcast you listen to, that is not over the week's peak, okay? But, anyways, I don't think I gotta make that argument because y'all already know. So, have a good day. How do I? Oh, this has been a peak. We overcame it. We'll see you with the next one. Same time, same place. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go infiltrate to find the vibrate. I will see y'all next week. Adios.